From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for southeastern New Mexico and West Texas. Beginning on Friday, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's new health mandates go into effect to curb the amount of the coronavirus from spreading here in the state. Among those establishments that serve alcohol will have to close at 10 p.m. Hotel occupancy will be reduced to 60%. And for those who have not completed the New Mexico Safe Certified training, their occupancy will go from 75% to 50%. The governor had previously allowed no more than 10 individuals at mass gatherings. That is back to 5 individuals once again. And self-quarantine measures have been amended. On Tuesday, a group of area politicians, health and education professionals, concerned parents from Lee and Eddy counties gathered at the Lee County Event Center in Hobbs to stay ahead of the governor's mandates and look for solutions in curbing the spread of the coronavirus, which has had an uptick according to the New Mexico Department of Health. And the general consensus was to do more coronavirus testing to curb the number of cases. David Shaw, CEO of North Lee Hospital in Lovington, comments.
Really important that we increase the testing that we're doing in Lee County. Currently, right now, our case counts are up. The hospitals are full, not only in Lovington and Hobbs, but they're also full in West Texas and parts of eastern New Mexico, which is making it a challenge for our staff to take care of patients. And so we need to lower that case count, and by testing, we can identify individuals that have COVID. Some of them may not even know it. They may be asymptomatic or have minor conditions.
And Shaw hopes that once the number of COVID cases decrease,
and if we can get the case count down, the positivity rate down over a period of time, we get our kids back in school, which I think is really important.
And beginning Monday, North Lee will set up a testing center at Tidings Auditorium in Hobbs, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. until October the 30th. Efforts of the Chaffetz County Metro Narcotics Task Force, along with assistance from the Roswell Police K-9 Unit, resulted in the location and seizure of heroin and methamphetamine with a combined estimated street value of just over $8,800. Warrants were issued at 3 locations in Roswell during a 2-day period. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.